This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for a bomb attack that killed at least one person in Uganda's capital, Kampala, on Saturday night. The militant group made the claim in a statement posted on social media late Sunday. Police said the bomb set off in a pork restaurant on the outskirts of the capital was packed with nails and shrapnel. They said witness reports indicated that three men disguised as customers visited the restaurant, placed a plastic bag under a table, and left moments before the explosion. The blast killed a 20-year-old waitress and injured three people, two of them critically. President Yoweri Museveni said the attack seemed to be a terrorist act. Such attacks are rare in Uganda. In 2010, the Somali Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab killed dozens of people in Kampala in a bomb attack, saying it was punishing Uganda for deploying troops in Somalia. Calls are growing to ban the use of firearms in movie making after a cinematographer died in an accidental shooting on the set of an Alec Baldwin movie last week. Ukrainian-born Halina Hutchins, who was 42, was struck in the chest Thursday by a round from a prop gun. She died shortly after the incident Thursday in New Mexico. Director Joel Sousa was crouching behind her as they lined up a shot. He was hospitalized and then released. The two were working on a low-budget film called Rust, starring Baldwin. He was also a producer. Police are still investigating the shooting. It has sparked intense speculation on social media about how such an accident could have occurred, despite detailed and long-established gun safety protocols for film sets. An online petition calling for a ban on live firearms